You can call on me. 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 You can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You
can call on me.
Episode 83, the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. I guess we're doing a...
Yeah, because people are forcing people to drink. Just
Nobody's forcing you to do anything. You're drinking of your own free will. You was going to do this anyway.
Me?
Yes.
I wasn't. Or was I?
Cal.
I came in here, she was pulling it.
This beautiful young lady over here wanted me to drink with her. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to do. Hello?
Hello. Do we need the sweet seats?
I'm telling you, it's
no. Love. Fuck that. I'm cop blocking today, or twat blocking.
Clip
blocking. Twat blocking. Anyway, episode 83. Got the homies in the building. Big A Prado.
Yeah.
Of course, big head, little neck ass JoJo.
Hello, it is I, big head, little neck ass JoJo.
What you call the nigga on Instagram that time? Big head, small mustache.
I said, yeah, big head, no, small head, big mustache ass boy.
Oh, we got your account snatched.
Yeah, he reported me.
Still funny.
That's funny.
And the homie, Danny.
What's up?
How you doing? You good?
I'm good, man.
You amazing?
I'm
you ready
good.
To get lit?
I'm glorious.
You gotta go back to work today?
It's a hell of an adjective.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a wonderful day.
What glorious?
Wonderful.
She must have got some dick before she came on.
Whoa, my God. Real time.
What
happened in real time?
You know, alright, we had to get that out of the way.
I'm gonna stay in that motherfucker too, boy. You strong,
we had to, you know, that's the strong ass chair. That
I sit on the front of the motherfucker.
It bend, but don't break. We're not editing that out either. We keeping that motherfucker in. How everybody doing? Y'all good?
Yeah. That's how that's the question,
cause not just that. I just realized today. Why are you looking at me like that?
Bro, because I couldn't save you.
She was just like,
I couldn't. Bro,
save
you still
you.
In the chair and you leaning back. Bro, my dog is a goddamn.
That's how strong
from
my faith
nigga
in God
big
is.
Nigga, my wife.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pray for you.
I almost knocked this whole wall off.
Shit, boy.
This studio is about to be a little bit bigger now.
We're going to be renovating in a second.
I'm done.
Yeah, man, I realized this morning, man, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks since I had some hookah.
Mm. Has it? You've been on Instagram begging for hookah, though.
Have I?
Yes. Hookah?
That was one time on Saturday.
Man, the little man peeking out on the side.
That was one time on Saturday. Don't
I
do me.
I looked at it too. I was like, damn, hookah do sound good. I haven't had hookah in a minute too. A lot.
See how light skinned women just so easy to quit the lie?
Yeah, I have forgot. And then I'm smoking this vape, so.
I appreciate that admitting.
Yeah, man.
It was a minute before I had hookah until this past Sunday. I had went to watch the Cowboys win again, 4-1. Anyways.
Okay. That's your team?
Who y'all beat?
The Giants.
Good.
What?
Practice I don't like the Giants.
Everyone relax. No,
No.
Well, you know, at least you guys still have a head coach. You know, some people weren't as blessed to say that this week.
Some of the Raiders?
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That shit was crazy.
At first, I thought it was because, when I first seen it, I thought it was because I guess they started to lose, but it was
hell
like they
no.
only lost two games. But they say he said some racist shit, right?
He said racist, homophobic, misogynistic, every dot you could hit on
they
a problematic calendar.
Where'd he say it on, though? Like, what?
An email. Who the fuck is racist in emails?
Yeah.
First of all, who are you sending an email to?
That's the other question, how that person responds.
With receipts. How you leave receipts on your racist?
He left on his own. He said,
of course.
But I'm just saying.
He
like,
left before he could
really
get fired.
He must really said some bullshit for real.
He said he called the commissioner of the NFL word that starts with F and ends with T. We're not trying to keep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he right. said that.
Is that what he is?
I don't know. I don't know his history.
Okay.
And, you know, but I just want to say that, you know, hey, he said that, and he called, I forgot what this dude's position is, but his name is DeMaurice Smith. He's a black dude, and he said he had some Michelin tire lips.
Yeah, what's that? Michelin tire lips?
Michelin tire lips.
Like he been smoking grapes with your sweets?
Yes, he said he had, this guy had Michelin tire lips. And he said he was against female referees. He hit every mark.
He quit everybody. He didn't quit the Raiders. He quit the NFL.
He quit his life. Yeah. Because where you going to go?
Nowhere. Is he married? His wife? Is he getting a divorce?
Cindy.
Too?
Yeah, they put that. They put her on blast too. Like
not
it was
Cindy. No, not Cindy.
His face give off them vibes. Though I don't care.
You say what?
His face give off. Like,
yeah, he do. He do got a. He do got a red face.
Now I gotta hit up. I gotta hit up.
Your Raider crew.
Yeah. Because
you supposed to go out there.
Mhm. Yeah. I gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we was talking about, before the cameras come on, we was talking about washing your hands. And,
we was basically saying that niggas don't wash their hands when they pee.
And they want to touch on you afterwards. My thing is, if a nigga touch his pee-pee and he's about to touch you, and y'all about to do whatever, you about to put your mouth on it anyway. Why is it?
So, first of all... My mouth and my vagina is two different things.
Thank you.
What?
They are different.
We talk about you putting your mouth on a penis.
A penis.
You were just saying like.
So yeah. So if
I. Saying, but if you put your, I mean.
If I put my hand on my dick and I put my hand on you and we about to fuck, why is that nasty?
That shit just nasty.
That's like, you need to wash your hands. Period.
No, that's a fact.
First of all, your dick. Like when you.
Everything you touch. Like, you touch the toilet seat. Not saying your dick dirty, but you done touched the door handle.
Your dick
it's
dirty.
So much stuff that you done touched.
I'm going
wow.
dick dirty. Shit.
Tell you nigga
give
that.
Me that too.
I'm saying sometimes niggas don't always, you don't always take a shower right before you hit all the time.
That's cap.
And when you go and you, and you, that's not cap. You can go and you can catch a girl, like, at the club and be ready to fuck right then
and there.
Nah,
because the shit I be wanting to do, I need you to be fresh, baby.
Nah, for sure.
I need you
like,
to be
women,
fresh.
And then women be asking, like, do you like a little twang? I be like, no.
No. No.
No, for real.
Who women, asked you that?
Woman, hey, you like that thing water, you like a little twang. Like, bitch, I don't want no out.
And women be mad at me when I post on Twitter that I don't like hairy pussy.
Yeah.
Like,
I eat through it, but shit.
No, I'm not. No, not at all.
My
no,
don't give a fuck.
Abort what? Mission.
Nah.
I'm out of here.
No thirsty.
So I will say like.
Cancel.
Some niggas don't give a fuck. Real niggas don't give a fuck.
Well, I guess I'll be the fakest nigga. I'm Pinocchio in this motherfucker. I'll be the fakest nigga ever.
They will go through that jungle.
They will.
I don't know, bro.
Damn, my nigga won't care.
If it look like this, it's penetratable.
Okay, my shit don't curl up, kinky curl. My shit don't kinky curl.
Are you shaved?
But no, I wax. With my cousin, hello, Gina's collection.
Are you shaved?
What's going on,
Gina? Shout out to y'all. See, y'all know better.
I mean, I have to be. Even if I didn't want to be, I have to be. So.
Why do you have to be shaved?
Modeling and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Modeling and stuff?
Yeah, bikini.
She was just in the video a few weeks ago.
Basically.
Okay, period.
She's a video vixen.
I am not a video vixen.
There ain't nothing wrong with being a video vixen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I love video vixens.
You is one.
Well, I love a nice little video vixen. But no, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Why aren't you a video vixen?
Being a video vixen?
I just don't.
You don't like that term?
No, I'm not saying I don't like the term, but like I just
you're
don't
more
see
than
myself.
Just a video vixen. What you
saying?
Girl,
I just
see
never
as
really.
A video vixen.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Is this hold on? Who are we getting today? Are we getting Danny or are we getting the Cobra?
Oh shit! You really gonna bring up my Finsta like that?
It's not a Finsta. Your face is on it. It's not Finsta.
Yeah, Finstas. I don't know. But listen,
I don't even know what a Finsta is.
A fake Instagram.
If you, oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't got a Finsta.
Spam page.
You basically put all whatever you want to put
spam,
on there.
Like,
yeah, I don't got a Finsta. I just
but
got multiple accounts.
What's the difference
accounts.
If it's your face on it?
Because I have it.
And
private.
You told people
you
to follow it.
Right,
so
you have it private.
I still screen who can follow it though. So most everybody is on there. I know them personally versus like my other page.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, listen, because I want to go back on this shaved or not shaved thing. Because you saying you don't want no girl that's not shaved.
Hell
but
no.
I feel the same way. Like, I want a man to, like, be shaved down there,
same.
Too. And niggas be thinking, like, same. Oh, it's just, like, I ain't. I ain't shaving. That shit is not manly.
I'm big, big shaver. Get up underneath the balls.
Big shaver. I'm leg up on the chair.
I need you to get all of it.
So y'all shave?
Yeah.
I've shaved twice in my life, and both times I felt like an uncooked turkey.
I've been shaving since a teenager.
If I felt like, it was like, you know, it's kind of like if you're not used to a bunch of air down there.
You get air?
I don't know what my boy talking about.
I'm saying like, it's if you get a bald head for the first time, your head going to feel the smoothness. You're going to feel everything.
You like the way your shit feel down there.
Yeah, I just got to get used to it. Not saying I'm opposed to shaving, but like, shit, if I'm with a chick that want me to shave, I'll shave. And I would hope she do the same shit for me.
Because that shit not cool. Y'all got to shave that shit. It be stanky and like moist and shit.
Bacteria.
Like, no, I got time for all that. Sure. Like, if I want to, you know what I'm saying, go down there and fuck with your shit, I want to be able to fuck with your shit. I don't want to be like.
All the way.
Picking hair out my shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't trying to pick like,
into the thick of it.
I ain't trying to do all that.
Oh, man. So, shit, let's get into the porch. Well, I guess we're kind of already there. some things going on in pop culture society. So, I seen this thing, this current trend on social media right now where people talk about their red flags. Mm-hmm. What are y'all red flags? Danny, we're going to start with you. What is your red flag when you're talking to somebody?
Oh, damn.
Because I seen some people talk about their red flags, and I was like,
I got a lot of them.
Give us a few.
If a guy tell me that I'm his first BBW, huge red flag for me. I more than likely won't talk to you after that.
Why?
Because most of the men, they fetishize BBWs. They do. So if I'm your first and you make it a point to tell me I'm your first, I'm thinking you got a motive behind this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not your guinea pig. This is not what this is going to be. Like, let me try this shit out. That's not what it is. So it's a huge red flag when people say, or make it a point to say, damn, I ain't never messed with BBW before. I had a guy say, I ain't never found a BBW attractive until I saw you. And I'm like, ugh, blocked.
Damn.
Like, what cold you game. Mean? You never found him attractive.
Me as a big nigga.
Come on now.
Nah, we don't get that same love. That? I wish a motherfucker would fetishize me. Let's go. Let's put this gun in your
mouth. I know a lot of women who like big niggas.
Point them out.
It's a difference. Don't act on it.
It's a difference between liking a big nigga and fetishize. Whoa.
See, that's the problem right there.
They just like a nigga with money.
She's not lying, though.
They just like a nigga with money.
There be a lot of big that's niggas cow. With money. No, it's true, though. It's true.
You're right. And there's a lot of big niggas that's tricks.
Yeah.
Facts.
A lot of
them
women
niggas be tricks because they be underconfident. Insecure. That's
insecure.
I said underconfident. That's not even a word.
But you know what you was going with.
Underconfident. Yes. Yeah, them niggas be insecure, though. And I'm like, and they approach every big nigga like that. Like, oh, yeah, you know, bitch, what?
That's the red flag for me. Don't talk to me about no money.
Don't at all. That was one of mine too. I was like, when you text the chick and she like, I don't know how I'm gonna pay these bills.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. But
red flag.
Up out of here.
Red flag.
Oh, I'm out of here.
I don't know how you gonna pay him either.
I'm gonna hear that.
What's another one you got?
Ooh, one I just dealt with the other day. Pull up on me. Let's chill. I ain't never make sure a day in my life.
Facts.
I make sure on Instagram, but you want me to pull up and make sure shit?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And be mad when you get robbed. I'm not going to be the one to rob you.
Hello.
If people be getting robbed like that because you just inviting everybody to your house.
She's a fucking criminal, y'all.
I'm just saying. That's true.
That's true.
Y'all got to stop just inviting people over to your house. Y'all ain't never met that girl. She fine on Instagram. Cool. But then what? What should we expect for her when she pull up to your house? She know your address now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's over with.
That is real.
That's a red flag to me.
Y'all got to stop doing that.
In my house either. Like,
y'all got to stop doing that, fellas.
I'm trying to think like a red flag.
What is some? Why are you thinking? Big A, what you got? What red flag?
Shit, money talk really be my biggest red flag, for real.
When they bring it up too early?
Yeah. And I don't like women that kind of be on some like, when we adults and you go to hit me in booty call hours, I hate when a woman says, them booty call hours. There's no such thing as a booty call hour. If you up and I'm up,
I mean, but it is a such thing.
Yeah, it is a such thing.
Because I'm going to want to hit you at 2 p.m.
No, give me the scenario. Give me the scenario.
I see she up. Like, if we on Instagram, she just posted some you know, shit like that. I might hit her.
And say what?
And then the next day, she be like, why you hit me up so late? It's no, it ain't even... come through and just hit up. She might not answer, but then hit you the next day. Like, why you call me that late? Them booty call out. Mm. Like, baby, I was calling because you up and I'm up. Mm. Nah, it had nothing to do with I know me wanting to hit you.
Big A,
Now, I want to hit you regardless.
You ain't got a lot of me.
Nah, I
ain't
got
a lot
to you.
I'll hit you from morning to sun up to sundown. I will hit you.
Yeah.
So don't just assume just because I hit you at that time. But you also have to understand that those are booty call hours, just like you have daytime hours.
I feel like it's on
the booty. Y'all might not be on that, but most people are.
No, we are on that.
I understand.
You got booty call hours. I am on
that.
So.
See, but that my I'm just trying to say I'm on that at all times.
Exactly. So,
it ain't just a time for me.
Right, it ain't. Yeah, I can hit your ass at goddamn 3:34 p.m.
Hello. Baby, what you on?
Where you at?
Well, push what up
you,
what,
oh, you ain't doing nothing?
Oh, you got off at 6? Bitch, it's 7:30. Come on.
Exactly.
Okay, let me think. Okay. I think a red flag for me is a guy telling me that he really, really liked me after our first date.
Ooh.
What?
Mm-hmm. Nigga fall in like?
Mm-mm. Niggas do fall in like.
No, like, say, I get that, but that's a red flag for me because then now I'm going to assume, like, okay, this nigga is super emotional.
Homeless.
He really, he's psycho.
He gotta be a cancer.
I'm thinking he's psycho. I'm thinking he's
let's talk about that shit too.
Please.
Let's talk about
that. No, let's keep the red flag going.
Let's write that down. Write that down.
Yeah, for sure.
Write that down for sure.
The Nodiac.
You say he's super emotional.
Super emotional. And he's a fucking psychopath. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you call me back?
Like, he's one of, he's gonna be very thirsty. That's all of what I'm gonna start thinking.
What make a man thirsty to you?
Very double texting ish. Don't give me a time to respond. Like, respond before I even get a chance to respond. And
so
then
he
you
double texting within the span of like 20 minutes?
Yeah, and then you double respond, like, damn, you don't see me texting you? Like, damn, what's up? I thought we had a good time type shit. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and then you text again and be like, damn, girl, what you doing? I'm trying to do this. Like, that's just too much. It's too aggressive for me. Like, relax. I'm busy. Give me a second.
Cause
to do what I
fuck vibing. I'm trying to fuck.
Like, yeah, you trying
I'm trying to fuck some.
You trying to fuck too fast. Like, relax.
Man, nah, that's cap.
I can say this.
That's not cap.
Women want what they want from who they want it from.
Exactly. Give me some.
Want, then you ain't gonna goddamn. You ain't just gonna react the right way because the nigga you won't do that.
First of all, no. Because first of all, if I'm talking to you off rip, obviously that's I want that too.
It's like, been one day.
I'm not gonna be talking to you because I don't see myself eventually fucking you. But give me a chance to like vibe. Like, first off, I see you. With me, I'm not just gonna fuck you because you look good. So give me a chance to vibe with you. I see you. I think you look nice. You see me. We look nice. We hanging out. We vibing. Let me vibe with you. That way, when we do fuck, it's more than just, oh, you look good and let's fuck. Because half the time, like, your dick might not even be good. Mm-hmm. So at least let me vibe with you and actually like you and then make the sex good because your dick ain't good. So if it ain't the dick, at least let it be because I'm really liking you and you a cool nigga. So now I'm feeling the sex because you a cool nigga rather than your dick is trash. Because say, for instance, I like you, we vibing, and we fucking, your dick is trash. I would never fuck with you again. Mm-hmm. But say I'm talking to you, we vibing, you cool as fuck, we having a good ass time, we fuck, your dick is trash, I'm still fuck with you. Because the sex wasn't bad, because I like you.
So,
I feel her. Because, like, first of all, you can get some mediocre dick, but if you really, really like them, that's going to be the best dick in your life.
Exactly.
So it's really niggas all about the whole passion and really like.
So if you get mediocre dick connection for 2 years straight from the same nigga, you never gonna be like, man, I need some better dick.
Does that make your sex drive die down? Like, what's going on?
Cap on this app.
No. I think, like, if you like somebody and they giving you mediocre dick, then that's cool because you like you like him. So it's like it don't matter. Like, I was dating this guy. His dick wasn't trash, but it wasn't the best I've ever had. But I liked him. Too small, too skinny, don't know how to really, like,
work
what you got type shit. That just makes it trash. But, you know, if I like you, then okay, like, I like you. So every time we fuck, my emotions are going to be involved. Like, I'm going to be real passionate. I'm going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? And then you also have them niggas that you don't give a fuck about, and they got great-ass dick. And then it just great-ass dick. Like, you don't like the nigga. The dick just good. And you can have them niggas too. Like, cool.
So what
like,
if you had two of them niggas on your roster at the same time? Who's getting the most attention? The nigga with the great ass dick or the nigga that you really like?
If it's a drunk night and I'm on that, I'm fucking a nigga with the great ass that's gonna fuck me all over the fucking nation. That's who the fuck I'm gonna go with. But if I'm chilling one night, I'm watching Netflix, I'm chilling, I'm sipping some wine, he rubbing my feet, I'm fucking that nigga. Mm-hmm. The nigga who I'm feeling. Because that's what type vibes I'm on.
Oh, toxic.
He gets the good morning text. You know what I'm saying? He gets
and
the
nigga with
the Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
Get GM. Gets more communication from I'm willing to cancel certain plans to be with this person.
Right. The other dude, you just...
What if that's all he want?
Who?
The good dick nigga. If all he want is pussy.
No, the good dick nigga. That's all I want is your dick. Either. Yeah. Like we good. Yeah.
We have an agreement.
Yeah, I'm coming over.
Cold world. Good night.
How is that a cold world? He just want pussy. I just want dick.
Exactly.
We fucking.
But this other nigga over here love you.
And this nigga that's that you actually like.
We didn't say that we were in a relationship.
No, I'm saying he actually likes you though. He's actually invested in you. I'm not talking about putting titles on nothing.
He's
invested emotionally.
We didn't say he like I didn't say he like me. I said I like him.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling him. If my feelings are involved with him and I like him and our vibes and he got mediocre dick, then okay, that's cool. I'm cool with that. That's fine. Like, I would like fucking him because I feel good when we fuck because I'm emotionally involved. But I also got this other nigga that's going to fuck the shit out of me. And if I want to get my fucking back broke one night and I know this nigga not going to do it, I know I'm going to call him and be like, I'm trying to get my back broke. I just drank a whole gallon of Hennessy, nigga. Bend me over. Fuck so much.
For sure. Oh, shit. Let me get that before I forget. Let's talk about this.
It's true.
Let's talk about this Zodiac shit. And how that's bullshit.
It's not.
It is very much bullshit.
It's not. It's not.
Look, what's your sign?
Aquarius.
And what? Tell me something about Aquarius.
Aquariuses are pretty much the loners and the introverts of the zodiac signs.
Because I'm an introvert. I'm a Leo.
So you're...
Y'all can't be... That's not the only...
So, how is that what specific about Aquarius
is? It's not just... Like, it could be more... Right, and it could be more signs.
I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Please.
Yeah, you just didn't even let me, like, talk.
You didn't even say nothing. It's okay. That's a Leo. It's okay.
She'll blame that on being a Leo.
He's such a Leo.
He's a Leo. I knew he was going to say that.
It totally makes sense now that I know that you're Leo. This makes sense.
Wowzers.
Somebody good because I'm lying. I'm a Capricorn.
Lies.
That's such a Leo thing to do. Lies.
Because I'm a Capricorn, so I know you ain't no Capricorn.
So you tell me something about Capricorns.
Capricorns is the best sign that's ever
invented. That's why I start with Cap.
Hello?
Cap.
Big Cap.
Big Cap.
So Capricorns are very hardworking. They're very independent. They about their money.
Y'all organized as hell.
What sign?
Y'all plan a party a year in advance. I know this because my mom's a Capricorn.
What sign ain't?
What? There's a lot of signs that ain't. And I'm
so y'all think I'm this
really
very...
Like, I'm very loving. And at the same time, I would show you I don't give a fuck and just move around. I will be... Capricorns are straightforward with you. They're not going to be on no cap. They keep it banned.
I'm a Leo, so I do that too. I'm straightforward.
Like, there is stuff that different horoscopes have, like, intertwined. It's not like only that one sign does this.
So what
like,
makes that shit specific to y'all then?
Because them was some pretty basic ass traits.
Yeah, I seen somebody on live with Kevin Samuels. This chick was like, you know, we're not talking about him. I'm talking about what she said. She was like, I think she said she was a Capricorn or some shit. You know, we love hard, and I was like, bitch, what? How is that specific to Capricorns? That shit don't make sense. That shit sound crazy.
The shit don't make sense to you because you're not in tune with your third eye.
Oh my God. You did not just
you
say that.
You vibrating real low, Kodak.
Y'all are you a Grand Rising motherfucker, huh? You a Grand Rising motherfucker.
I am not, but I don't find any fault in it.
I won't
use it personally. I still say good morning, but like
I don't say grandma.
Somebody before I got here, they said, well, you don't know, you putting a curse on yourself. You talking about morning, like mourning and sadness. Yeah, I said, bitch, I've been saying you. I've
been saying good morning all 2021, and my year's been going great.
They're spelled two different ways.
Thank you. I looked them up the other day. Like, why do people say that?
I'm telling you what the nigga told me.
Power of the tongue.
Yes, that's what his words were.
Two with two. You playing.
Like what? No, I can honestly say
real though.
No, yeah,
that's, I believe in that.
Put into the universe can't manifest. That's
I can honestly say that the horoscope thing, I didn't really get involved with that until I got older, and I think the reason why I got more involved in it is because I started feeling different. Mm-hmm. Like my energy has been different. I've been feeling like strong energy. Like that shit's real. It might sound crazy to y'all, but I
that's
feel that shit.
Obtaining knowledge of self.
And so then, yeah. So I feel like once that started taking place, I started to pay attention to astrology because that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. And like the alignments of stars and all that shit. That shit matters. Like
they move every millisecond.
And they move,
of the
day. And shit matters. So I went to see where the stars was when I was born. And the time I was born, where I was mm-hmm. born, and that shit, and looked at the stars mm-hmm. to see like how that shit aligned up, and mm-hmm. the shit made sense to me personally in my life and what I went through and how I look at life. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, I was like, well, shit, that shit is crazy. So then I started like keeping up with it more and more, and then the more that I kept up with it, the more it just made sense in my life. And a lot of times, like my mom, she hates that I like pay so much attention to horoscopes and stuff like that with mine, not everybody else's. And she said because it's like evil, and it's not of God or anything.
Does your mom let you watch Harry Potter?
Hell no. but it's not of God or anything like that. I still haven't watched Harry Potter.
I haven't seen it.
And so
I knew a lot of black families was against Harry Potter when that shit came out.
It was.
She said that, but I still, like, I was, like, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in all that. But I also feel like, you know, the stars and all that shit makes sense to me, so I pay attention to that. So, yes, I do have a horoscope app that I read my horoscope every day, and sometimes, like, it makes sense. Some days I feel a certain way, and then I'll look at my horoscope, and it'll say, like, today you'll be feeling like this. And I'm like, damn. And I don't know, a lot of people be like, oh, you're just trying to make that relate to your life. But I don't. I really don't, because I'm the most nigga that's going to be like, that's some fucking cap. That's some cap, bitch. How they going to tell you that's how you are? But then when I see it and I actually was feeling like that, then yeah, then I'm like, okay, I just take it for what it is. You know, I ain't going to knock it. I'm just going to do what I feel like is right for me. And that fits me.
Well, pull your next topic up, since that's right for you.
All
right,
so since we talking about like, since we... hopping off the porch and all that
Hop
stuff.
Hop off the porch.
So I seen a video that's been going viral of Kodak Black.
I'm about to, damn.
It's a video of him celebrating with his mom. And I don't know if you guys seen the video or not, but he's dancing with his mom and he is grabbing her ass as they're dancing.
Said groping. I read groping.
Groping her ass while they're dancing as well as kissing her on the mouth.
That shit was cringy.
That was.
How do y'all feel about
I'm
that?
I'm trying to feel like,
because listen, hold on.
Is that a culture thing? Because I'm not Haitian.
That's what they saying.
I mean, it could. So let's just say this. It's your mom. Now, I'm different because I've never been like that with my mom or my dad. Like I'm not really the touchy feely lovey type of person. Never been like that. Maybe that's why I have problems loving now. But I don't be like, mom, let's lay together, let's go to sleep, give me a kiss and all that. I ain't never did that with my mom, and if I do it, it's weird to me. It's weird as fuck. So that's how I feel about it. But if my daughter was to come up to me and be like, oh mom, come here and try to kiss me and all that, and I'll be, you know, okay, yeah, kiss, whatever. So I don't know, like, it's your mom. I mean, it's your mom. Like,
but he grabbed her ass.
Maybe it was a joke.
And not just grabbed it, but he kind of like...
They were dancing and he was like...
And he was blowing, like, weird though. And like, he was blowing smoke in the face.
It was just...
With a black. He was smoking a black. He had the blowing smoke in the face the whole time.
So y'all heard it was a culture thing?
Some people say that's how Haitians or people in Miami or... That's...
It might just be something.
People were saying that.
Ain't that where Wayne kissed a baby in Miami? It might be in Miami. No,
Baby said he did that because he didn't know if Wayne was going to make it back home alive or not. That was the word, explanation out of his mouth.
You have to kiss him on the lips to prove that?
Right.
Thing? Maybe he wanted to show love while he was here. I don't know. That's what... Cash, that's what Baby said.
Baby, you keep... Bird.
Big A, we about the same age, right?
Yeah. Well, that's Bird. That's it's Baby.
Baby. It's Baby.
Baby and Titty Boy.
Baby. Yes. Titty Boy. This is you 13, Cash. I'm glad I got people my age now that can. They, she didn't know that he used to call this nigga Baby.
For real? Damn, girl.
Baby. I don't. Yes.
That's because you a baby.
But yes, Baby. Yeah, Kiss Wayne. He said that's. You know,
so the question is, would you kiss your mom in the mouth on this
day? I remember one time I was sick as fuck, like in high school. I was sick as fuck, like delirious, and I like leaned up because I thought my mom was somebody else. Whoa. And I tried to like, but I was sick as fuck, like in the head. Nigga, like
clearly
I was sick. I was going through a sickness.
Fucking sicko.
Not a sicko. I was sick.
Yeah, sicko.
Like literally sick. Like blah.
No, I know. I'm just. You know.
Shut the fuck up. But no, would I in my real mind? Hell no.
Would you kiss your dad in the lips?
No, absolutely not.
I wouldn't either.
I be seeing dads do that shit
and
to
I
their
love
kids.
My daddy.
I'm a little baby.
Love
but
my daddy.
Daddy, I'm 28 years old. Don't kiss me in the mouth.
We had a grown age.
I don't
right
think
now.
I'll ever kiss any of my. I don't have any children, but I don't think I will ever kiss my children in the mouth. I just don't see that.
I'm
more of a forehead.
I don't kiss my daughter in the mouth. She's four. I don't kiss her.
So I'd have to see how, like, if it's a baby, like, I had to see how I get when we in that situation.
Yeah, because when my daughter, when she was a baby, I was like, I kind of like kissed her in the mouth a little bit, but not really. But that was only not because I didn't want to, but because of germs and I didn't want to get her sick or whatever. I didn't even let people kiss her on the face. Like, right. Don't kiss my child in the face at all.
Motherfucker be getting, boy, you get punched by somebody, kid.
Hell yeah, you should.
For Shosky. Speaking of kids, speaking of videos and shit, I seen the video of Bernice Burgo.
Yeah.
Twerking with her
daughter
mm-hmm. who also got the yams. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
she started smacking her ass. Hey.
This is weird.
I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird when I seen it too. But I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of got a relationship like that with my mama.
You twerk with your mom?
She not gonna like go as far as like slapping my mm-hmm. ass or anything, but
your mom got
we've been to the club together before.
Hell no, hell no,
huh? You like the amps?
She definitely got a segment for that.
See, okay,
Say that for later.
I see a thigh protruding. And I'm
yeah,
it's barely in the seat. Like who
it is, and I am eyeballing it.
Yeah, I'm the smallest motherfucker on this show. Like, what the
is that why y'all have my fat ass on this show today?
You know,
like, right. I got a BBW in the thing.
That's not. First of all, somebody else was supposed. Hold on, no. Somebody else was supposed to be here today.
Oh, so I'm a replacement.
No, you weren't a replacement. We were supposed to be five people here today.
Okay.
But the person that she brought didn't show up.
They were skinny.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Your backup failed you. But yeah, so your mom not gonna slap your cakes?
Nah, she don't slap my ass. She don't do that. But like, we've been out to the clubs together. We've been drunk together. We've like.
I would never get drunk around my mom. I would never do that.
So
shit.
I took
never.
My mom out yeah, before. She had just had a divorce, and I mm-hmm. took her out to the club in Atlanta. And I had the DJ Debbie shout out. Shout out to the divorce from my mom. Whatever. I poured drink in her mouth and everything. Now, with me, I'm crazy. I'm crazy as hell. I turn the fuck up.
Same.
So, yeah. So, like, I'll dance on my mom and she'll just be like, aha, you know, something like that. But yeah. She won't go to the extreme and, you know, like.
Yeah.
Making videos together, me twerking on her, or we in the club together twerking and doing all that.
My mom's still making a point to let me know that she's still my
mom.
Oh,
I'm your mama, girl.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. she's still going to hang out.
Nah,
like,
fuck that. Remember when you was little, your mama said she's not one of your little friends?
Okay.
And did.
Now she one of your friends.
The one thing she did though, like, she said she'll never go to a strip club with me. She was like, that's her limit. She mm-hmm. said she'll do everything else, but she was like, I don't know. She claimed she turned up in a strip club. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm trying to see that. So mm-hmm.
I just was able to finally get my mom a job.
That's beautiful.
She does my merch now.
That's
fine. That's what's up.
Put mama over merch.
Okay.
I told her she.
Mama merch.
Mama
over merch.
Hello.
You know, shit. So we got some new shirts dropping soon. You see these motherfuckers? Hey, we got some new ones. That Homie Supreme coming, motherfucker.
Mama merch.
But yeah, but nah, hell no, I ain't going to the goddamn strip club with my mama. I'm not getting drunk, my mama, because I know how I get when I get drunk. And I don't want my mama to see that shit.
Shit, it's a whole bunch of us. So we when we get together, we drink. So mama, you either gonna be in here or you gonna leave. Mm-hmm. And she like to be around all her kids. So she just be in there like, these kids is crazy as shit. And we get in there and get fucked up.
I ain't never seen my brother drunk. And shit, I don't want
to. Man,
nobody.
I bring you to a family reunion, you're going to be like, bro, yo, you. I see where you get it from, JoJo.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
We turn up in my family, too. I got 11 siblings. Yeah. And a big ass blended family. So we between, girl, we between Cali, siblings, Texas, that, Georgia, that, everywhere. Damn. So when we do a sibling link up.
You got 11 siblings? 11.
We just got our 11th sibling about a month ago. Yeah.
Through y'all dad?
So three out of the 11 are adopted.
Okay.
So we just adopted.
Oh, you adopted another one?
Yeah, about a month and a half.
Oh, y'all
one
of them family. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, giving kids a little
home. But most of us are of age to drink. So whenever we do a sibling link up once a year in Texas in bottles, okay?
I'm telling you.
She wants to get some of that
goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm bringing all my siblings. It's 10 of us.
Yes, so. We up 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. So if you ready,
girl.
I got a question. I got another question, right? And this is going back to the Kevin Samuels shit, right? And I seen a few women call into the Kevin Samuels shit, and I really want y'all to say facts or cap. We're gonna go back to facts or cap on this one.
And this
facts
is for Kevin Samuels.
What's up with you? You got something against that man?
We're gonna talk about that later. But this is facts or cap.
Mm-hmm.
Facts or cap. Women that call into the Kevin Samuels show do not love themselves.
Cap.
Because
I want to call into that motherfucker so
exactly.
I can get into his ass.
Facts. I don't know why. I would not date anybody that calls into that motherfucking show.
I want to call into that motherfucker.
But see, this is the thing about it. Maybe it was true at a point in time, but I believe now it's women that are headstrong that feel like, I can go at it with this.
He be washing
that. That's what
ass.
I'm going to do anyway. Yeah. I'm going to go at it.
Kevin Samuels is a million and oh. He's undefeated
see,
on
women,
that shit.
Women don't think before they speak sometimes. And whenever a man is being combative to you, you're definitely not going to think before you
especially
speak.
Especially when he controls the fucking platform.
Yeah,
I feel like I can go.
You're in a losing battle.
I can go with his ass.
But if that nigga hit the wrong shit, you gonna go crazy on
him. Nah, I'm gonna just tell him 100 what's really going on. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell him what the fuck going on with these new generation niggas. I'm gonna be like, yeah, nigga, we young whippersnappers out here.
And I feel like, okay.
You an old player, we don't do that shit no more. That shit over with, tied, and played.
Yeah,
it's a whole other group of niggas out here.
Some of it does. I think Kevin Samuels be 50-50, 60-40 sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, he say some shit that be right, but some of the, like, the shit he posted this weekend, the shit he posted about the Ferrari and shit, like, bro, that's corny as fuck. That's not even your car. Like, I hate when niggas do that in real life. Like, you know how, like, you go to Lennox and they be having, like, the valet in front of this shit, mm-hmm. and some niggas be posting with other niggas' cars and shit. That shit lame as fuck. He was in a gas station. He was like, yeah, this is a Ferrari. Big Shirley can't fit in a Ferrari. Bitch, that's not even your car. Why are you worried about this other nigga car? That shit don't make sense to me. So, like, I think that shit was corny. Now, there's some shit he say. Nigga be right. But also, sometimes he do be corny, and he come off like a little sassy motherfucker. Like,
so you think that women who go on there, because I said cap, you said cap.
Yeah. Everybody was cap. I said facts.
And
I said
why
women.
Did you say facts?
Because why would you call in for this nigga's opinion?
Some girls respect his opinion. But that don't mean they don't love themselves.
Just because it's on like
he not
it's watchable
all the way wrong.
That
yeah,
like,
because you're calling in and putting your faults on display to be judged by this nigga who and also I feel like you. If the nigga was here, I'd say like, you talk about what it takes to be like the perfect woman for to get a dude, my nigga, like, if are women really checking for a nigga like Kevin Samuels? Like, is he the type of dude that y'all would look for? Like, oh, that's what I want in a man.
Hell
like, bro,
no.
I don't even think you could protect your household if it came down to it.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a burglar,
he wouldn't.
And I kicked in Kevin Samuels' door, I don't think he could stop me from taking whatever I want.
He's throwing his house at them. That's like, what he's doing.
Oh,
and he's running.
Oh, God.
He's throwing the sharp ass boots he got.
Take everything.
The Michelle's boots.
The brunch boots.
Sharp ass boots.
Yeah.
Like, would y'all ladies, would y'all trust Kevin Samuels to defend y'all household?
Hell no. Hell no. I'd be the one
that might be
fired
with a pistol, though.
That shit over.
I don't think. Oh God, this was hot.
But I don't. I don't think that a woman who calls into Kevin Samuels is. Like,
I don't think
she
they.
Love
I don't think
herself.
They. I don't think they love themselves.
No, because how could you say that if she's calling
Why are you calling?
She's calling to see, like,
why do you care?
His insight.
Why do you care about Kevin Samuels' insight?
But what I'm saying is even because she wants to know from a man.
Why do you care about Kevin Samuels' insight? You have because people in your life that you can talk to.
That's knowledge. Just because she's calling to see, like, oh, I got this going on. I want to know why this nigga is acting this way. Just because she calling and asking that don't mean she don't love herself. Like, she's trying to figure out. She's trying to get some type of guidance. Like, it ain't like she don't love her.
And you want that from Kevin fucking Samuels?
Some women do. They kind of
want it from somebody
like,
that's cut, though.
Yeah, she might feel like,
this is the truth.
Oh, he keeping it a buck. And I don't really want somebody biased. Because he not going, and he going to keep it, you know, straight to the point.
You want to get advice, call the homies, man.
Okay, hello.
But your homies might sugarcoat some shit. Call the homies. It's just like people that believe in counseling. It's like they go see a stranger because they're going to get a
man, the strangers opinion. Are qualified, certified, verified.
But ain't my boy like
man,
a
man, that nigga got an IG. Like, I don't know what, niggas don't know like what shit. He got. That nigga is a nigga with an Instagram that been on Worldstar.
Google him.
So,
go to real therapy. Stop calling fucking Kevin Samuels,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, fuck Kevin Samuels. Agreed. That's his name, right? So, okay. This would be perfect, all right?
What's up?
So, I want to talk about body shaming.
Lord.
Okay.
This would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah,
so is that why you asked
some shots?
Because this is, I feel like.
You're going to beat your ass, though.
I feel like this is perfect.
Let's jump her.
I feel like this is perfect because
all y'all fat as fuck.
All y'all
look plump
now. Hey, man. She ain't denied it.
Let's jump around.
She did it.
She like,
let's just
y'all
get to
said it.
Let's just get to
fuck
it.
Fuck you, JoJo.
So, I just.
fuck you.
This is what I'm saying. So, there's a lot of people deal with body shaming. Okay, so have you guys dealt with body shaming before? Mm-hmm. You know? In your life,
when I was little,
I think the words body shaming go more for women. I haven't been talked about.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch on that, but I just want to know everybody. Okay, so I've even dealt with body shaming.
Is that why you're in your stomach?
I'm doing that for myself, really, like getting it tightened or whatever. It's not whatever, but I was bringing that up because a lot of women do go through body shaming a lot more than men. I'm assuming, and but then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, damn. Women talk about men if they're tall or if they're short. Is that a type of body shaming? By calling a man tall or short?
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Like
it
fucking is. With a man like, oh, I don't fuck with short niggas. Are you body shaming that short?
Yeah, you are. You are absolutely body shaming him.
Yeah, I think so. Even though you can't really change the fact that you're short or tall, I still feel like...
Have you clowned a nigga because he was short?
No, I've dated guys that were short. So
short niggas or tall niggas?
I prefer them taller than me, but I...
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5". Okay, so I feel like as long as you're at least my height, then we're cool. Yeah. But, like, not shorter than me.
Show the eyebrow. So, talking about something, too.
Right.
For sure.
Definitely
for
on
shit,
fleek. Definitely on fleek. But, I do feel like a lot of short men don't get a lot of play as taller men. And I do feel like that's a type of body shaming. Now,
so
with
do you
me,
think, so what's the question?
Hold on. Is that a type of body shaming?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but with me, like, and it's fucked up because, you know, women, they talk about all the time, oh, you body shaming. I just had a baby, bitch. How dare you say something like that? Now everybody's trying to cancel the bitch who said that her body fucked up because she had a baby. But motherfuckers not trying to cancel the motherfuckers who sitting there calling Lil Duval a little ass high school, middle school ass nigga because he's so damn short.
And because he's
that's
a comedian, so.
That's body shaming. But then again, I feel like it's a preference because I would prefer my man to be tall. Have I dated a short man before? Yes, I've dated a short man. He was damn near as tall as I was. I'm 5'1". We was the same damn size. Like, but, you know, it's just my preference. You know, I would prefer somebody tall. I want to get thrown up in the air. I want a nigga to be like, and a short nigga can't do that. I want to be up here. I want to see what that's talking about.
See, I be in the gym, so I can do all that shit. So.
Nah, I'm saying height-wise.
For everybody.
Like, up there. And make, like every guy that I've dated ever since the short guy has been like 6'5" and above. But I think it's because I'm short. I feel like if I was like an average height, maybe 5'5", 5'4", 5'5", then maybe I would have like an average height nigga. But since I'm so short, like that tall shit just attractive as fuck to me because you just all the way up
there. How tall your nigga is now?
6'5".
Oh shit.
Damn. You I ain't got shit for you. I'm 5'8".
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's weird because
when he got to kiss me, I tell him,
but I was, when I seen her, I was like, oh. Cool. Nobody.
Wait.
Anyways. Yeah, so my nigga got to like bend all the way down and kiss me. I ask him all the time, like, does it hurt to kiss me? He be like, yeah. But I don't be tripping. I'm like, okay.
I mean, you fine as hell.
I would pick you up about that tall. Like,
not every time you kissing.
I heard about the kiss.
Like, he got to like hurl over me like this and be like.
Hurl over? That's a hell of a word. Y'all know hurl. Some words today.
I mean, it's yeah, because that's what you got to do.
Glorious.
Girl. Yeah, but it sucks sometimes too to just be too tall, like to be too short for somebody. Like sometimes, like the sex is like this portion you can't really kiss and like ride at the same time.
No, that do be that be like
the titties
yeah.
don't really get in your mouth like when you're on top.
Height do fuck up sex a lot of times. Yeah. Cause like if you too tall to hit it from the back,
yeah,
and like you gotta crouch down, but your feet ashy and you be sliding on the floor,
you know,
that's personal problems.
Yeah, but that's the same. Like, say, like
too
you
short, because like I already got a lot of booty and thighs. If I'm riding you, I'm damn near sitting on your face.
Right. Exactly.
So I can't like, no.
Or from the back, like you too tall, I'm too short. That. Like you gotta like hike me up, and like that's not really from the back. That's like from the middle.
It's like fucking problems. Math or geometry.
It is. It is very much so math. And I didn't like math when I was in school.
You better hit her.
I didn't like math when I was in school.
Know your position. So
yeah, you got to figure it out.
That being said, lay your ass down. Finna get these missionary strokes. Because that doesn't involve no math at all.
Mm-mm. Now his belly button in my face.
And he's sweating.
No, he shouldn't be laying on you. He should be laying like, y'all should be like vertical. Like, he should be vertical, you should be horizontal.
We got our shit down packed.
That's a fact.
So oh, well, damn, okay. Okay, orgasm queen.
How do you bend it then? How do you bend it?
But I do have something that you should try with your man, though.
What?
Tell him to look up Riding the Corn, and that'll be perfect for y'all because he's tall and he's short. So, yeah.
Explain
what Riding the Corn?
Explain what it is.
I've done it before and it was great.
What is
explain
it?
Explain the position. I'm going to ride
the corn. Come on, Thigh Queen.
So, basically, Riding the Corn is like... So, like, it's a missionary position,
okay. But
he has to sit kind of higher up on you, and he's kind of almost pushing up, and you're almost, like, pushing down.
Oh. So, almost like you're, like, he's sitting down, and you're sitting on top of him almost.
But it's missionary, so he's on top of you, but he's got to position his body, like, up that way. So more so he's pushing up, and you're kind of pushing into it like that.
And I'm laying down.
Yeah.
That shit sounds very technical.
How he
that
get shit his, is
but
very...
When you, but how but he when get you his... Do,
how would he get his dick inside?
You will. You will. I promise you. I promise you.
Are you a sexpert?
No. But I do have great sex.
Riding the corn.
When was the last time you got your back beat up?
Why you gotta know the last time?
Exactly.
Cause that type of show.
You like fucking fat boys. You gotta ask a question.
You like fat niggas?
I don't discriminate.
Yeah! Give me some! We in there.
I don't discriminate. But what I will say is the main type of dudes that try to talk to me, though, are skinny dudes.
Nah,
and I love it.
Nah, baby, we about to change that.
But like, I don't discriminate, though. But it just seems like that's just normally what.
What do you like in the bedroom? What do you like? It's Adele Young talking, baby.
You re up with your nasty with me. I'm the nasty Della.
Be packing.
What do you like?
The tall skinny ones.
Tall skinny what?
Shut the fuck up.
And they can
do.
Handle
no,
all
get that jumbo
of me.
Shrimp
they do.
They
do.
They handle all of me with no problem.
They do.
What do you like in the bedroom, though? What do you enjoy? What turn?
What do I?
Okay, duh. But.
Like the type of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of out there, y'all. I like being choked, slapped.
Yeah, for sure.
In my mouth.
Facts.
Whoa.
I love this woman.
She said spit in her mouth.
Yeah.
But only with the right person. But you can't do that with everybody, though.
Your fingers in her mouth? Like,
yeah, you can't do that with everybody, though.
We're doing all that.
I think that shit is sexy.
Well, you spit in the mouth?
Do I?
I'm outnumbered here?
It's a certain type of
spit in mine.
We're not saying...
Yeah,
but she can spit in mine.
Just a quick little... You know.
No, don't.
Missionary. Yeah, don't do that. It got to be drop. It's a drop type thing.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how nasty she is, too, though. Because you can't get some sound on that motherfucker. Like,
I mean, like you kiss
it. It can't be loopy. It can just be spit.
Like, let it come down.
Oh, no, hell no. That's too soft.
Oh, my God.
No, don't spit in my shit. Like, Don't do that.
That's, but see, you can't.
Cass, what do you think about this?
Don't do that either.
You're tripping.
Ew.
You're wilding out. You need to be on the Nick Cannon show. No, you are wilding out.
I can't do that. I'm not sitting here like,
I'm with you, babe.
I'm telling you, it's just a different type of connection that you have with your partner when you can just get.
And you just be like this and be like, hey, babe, open your mouth.
Yo, yeah. Okay, next
no,
topic.
It's not like what that.
I mean, but you gotta be in the act like missionary. I'm spit man.
Yeah. I'm saying like how you
do that. You said he spit nine. You niggas is disgusting.
I am.
What?
I am.
I just eat booty. That's it. That's nasty.
Eat nasty. That shit, you know.
That's
worse.
No. Because she fresh out the shower.
I didn't say that. I don't.
How you gonna judge and you like your ass ate?
I'm just saying.
You quiet like, over there.
I don't think it's like niggas who eat ass, keep eating ass, niggas. Yeah. Keep doing that. And if you're not eating ass, eat her ass. Mm-hmm. Right. The fuck is you talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
When she get out the shower. Only when she
gotta be out of the shower. Because like you said, mama, we talking about that twang?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Interrupt some shit. Because
I've been in that.
Bend her ass over.
Big A, I've been in that situation to where a motherfucker did have that twang. That was the worst ass eating experience I never had. Bro, I promise you. We got back. It was after a long day, and I should have known. So goddamn. She was like, yeah, we've been talking about this shit all the way in the car to her shit, right? She was at Airbnb. So I'm like, yeah,
this shit really
like,
happened.
Dude, this shit really happened. This is the most traumatizing sex. Bro, when I tell you, I almost swore off eating ass because of this shit.
Can't do that, my boy.
So goddamn, I get Judge there, one, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in there. I mean, it's about to go down. Now, imagine, tell me the worst smell ever in your life you ever experienced. The worst smell you ever smell.
Stank ass.
A dead body.
Crack.
I mean, yeah, dead.
It was all that shit put together. all y'all worst smell experiences put together. And that motherfucker was, for some reason, wet. So it was just rancid ass juice in between the ass cheeks.
Ew.
And I was like, yo.
She didn't go to the bathroom or nothing.
Nothing. And when I suggested that shit, she got offended.
Bitches like, get bitch, offended.
Your ass stinks.
Pardon my language. Women get offended.
Bitches get offended. No, fuck that. She was a bitch for that shit. Bitches get offended. And I was like, yo, your ass stink. Why would I put my face in? My face? This is the shit. Like,
you told her this?
It was implied. Because that's rude.
I
hear it.
I have told
a woman her pussy stink before.
But there are some nasty niggas out here that don't give a fuck of your...
No, you're right about that.
I like, what? I had a whole nigga, and I told him I was on my period, and he didn't give a fuck.
But nigga,
I know stink niggas that get a lot of pussy. I'd be like, bro, I don't know how you do this, bro.
Coronavirus-stricken
woman you are fucking
and niggas just be that thirsty to do the shit. Now, yeah, I'm not that down bad.
You ain't got to be thirsty. You just a nasty-ass nigga. There's some nasty-ass
niggas. And you know, it's some people that don't have good taste buds either, or good smelling senses, and I realize
my
that,
shit is like, very on
smell that shit. Yeah,
my shit is very on point.
That hygiene shit is that shit hygiene
like,
shit.
I couldn't imagine putting my face in some stank ass because I have a beard and I'ma smell that shit all the way home.
Sure, until I like this. I got, ooh, after I eat that motherfucker, I be sucking my beard on the way home.
And that shit has happened. No, for real. Like it'd be a late night. You be the windows be rolled down, and you just be riding. All of a sudden, you get a whiff.
A little whiff of that ass. Like, ooh, that's some ass.
But imagine that motherfucker stink.
Nah, you ain't right, my boy.
Bitch, you is out of line. Let me goddamn get into my next shit, man.
You should have told her straight up, baby, your ass stink. I ain't gonna cap you down. Like,
I didn't say it. That was rude. I
you should have told me. You should have told her go hit that motherfucker because I do want to fuck you.
Right, just something. Yeah, like,
just go do something. I'm not opposed to it.
You want to save it for next week?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll save it. We can do it now.
No,
we'll
do yours.
All right. So this next one is I'm gonna figure out how to word it into a question, but I feel like this is a scenario that men and women go through, right? So, on like an average week, how many dates you think you go out on?
Wow. On an average week?
Yeah.
Shit.
Sometimes I'm moody and I don't want to fuck with nobody. So
I'm saying, but like, if you're in a good mood.
No, fuck that. When you really going on dates, if you going on dates, how many you going to go on in a week?
Like, at least two.
Two?
Oh, shit.
At least two.
Seven.
That's the...
Yeah, who said the date got to be going out to
I mean, you're right. You didn't say that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
About seven.
But with this with your nigga?
Nah. I'm saying, like...
Before you was with your nigga. Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, see, that's the difference between niggas and women. If we...
Yeah,
if we dating... Shit. Hey, niggas is not taking seven different bitches out in a week. That shit is dead.
No,
see,
that shit is dead.
Women date around. Y'all think motherfuckers, like, when niggas talk about who they dating, they typically singled it in on one person, one or two people.
It's not dating. It's just going out with
them. No.
That's my water.
I asked, did you want it?
Yeah,
it's
my water.
You ain't gonna grab your mouth.
You trying to take my shit?
Yeah.
You see how it is, like
drinking DeLeon. Get a DeLeon. Give me that goddamn water.
Hey, man, so like I was saying, niggas don't date around. Niggas may fuck around, they don't date around.
Y'all can't afford it.
Okay. I'm glad we finally got a woman to admit that shit. Because when women talk about, oh, yeah, it's cool to date around, no, the fuck is not.
Not for niggas.
No, it's not. Because y'all can go on 20 different dates in a week. How much money y'all going to spend?
Zero.
Mm-hmm. If a nigga spend...
I might pay for parking.
Right.
And you're getting reimbursed. I might get a tip.
More likely, I'll get the tip because I hate how guys tip. Like, y'all don't get
yeah,
tip
around. I definitely
because
tip.
We got to pay for the actual meal.
So?
No, sometimes I pay over 25% in my bill. Like,
you pay
tip,
what?
I tip over 25%.
Oh, okay.
And then if we go to the club as a date too, I make
that
sure I tip
dead.
The bottle girl.
Is that a date?
That shit so
to
dead.
To the club in Atlanta, hell yeah, it is.
Man, nobody going to no goddamn club. No
crazy
female.
As fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Some
I know.
Some guys
I'm
do
that.
It.
But you're right.
They'll buy sex.
Some niggas
like,
do that.
Don't,
that's
don't
how
go
they
out.
Impress the pussy.
We just going out for the vibes. You trying to go out? Yeah, I'm trying to go out. Shit, meet me over here. I don't know, red martini.
That's different.
Feel it.
Yeah, man, but yeah, women date
around.
My fact is, women date around, niggas fuck around.
And I'm bringing my friends.
Hold on, what? To the date?
If we going out to the club, yeah.
See, that's why you don't.
Whoa.
Because that's almost a guarantee. It's a 99.2% chance.
Because, like, I'm vibing. We vibing. We in a club. It's a whole club setting. You going to be with your boys. It's not just going to be me and you in a section. It's going to be you, your niggas, my girls. I'm bringing my girls. They're going to get down with your niggas and shit. They might leave together. I don't know. That let them set that shit up. But, shit, I'm going to bring the vibes. You bring the vibes. I'm bringing the vibes. We outside. Pop them motherfucking bottles. We outside.
Dating in Atlanta is trash.
Yes, it is.
Bro, this shit happened
everywhere. But that's just
world,
one
bro.
Day.
You
act like that's the first
this shit don't happen in South Dakota.
It does.
I literally could give you 1,000 different types of dates and the bullshit that I have been on. Listen.
Your worst date.
My main advice that I will give to women dating in Atlanta is please make sure you got your own money. Do not go on a date and not have money on you. Because
yeah, okay.
I have been in a few situations where if I went on that date broke, I would have been asked out. I done been in a couple situations where I'm like, wow, okay. So, I can't always expect for a guy to pay for every single date. So, if a guy asks me, I always make sure, okay, back of my head.
Has a nigga ever hit you with one of these? Nigga hit you with one of these?
Like trying to find his wallet.
Oh, no, I haven't. I had one guy car decline, but he had like foreign... things on his account, so they had blocked it. But he just went to the ATM, told me to sit tight, and came back.
Regardless of the reason, that shit is embarrassing.
No, I think the worst.
He was embarrassed, but like.
You can have $1 million in your car, your shit to get declined, you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because there's been times I knew I had like a lot of money on my car, and I was at like, because it was one day when I was doing a bunch of shit, I had to make a lot of payments, and I went to a different side of town. To make another payment. And you know, when you somewhere where you're not normally, they're going to block that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they blocked my shit. And I was at the gas station like, what the fuck is this? Decline? It's like, fuck.
Hey, shit got flagged.
Yeah, that shit is.
That's
I think
a real
the worst
thing
happened to me, I went out to eat like this really nice fancy restaurant. This guy, he got there. We ordered drinks. I had ordered my food. He ordered a little bit of something. And out of nowhere, he had to fucking leave. Before we could even eat our food, and he left me there by myself.
Oof.
I'm so lonely.
Hold on, so what happened? You had to pay for the food?
No, he paid for it. He was like, Can I get the tab and pay for it? He said, I'm sorry, I gotta go, whatever. He left.
How is that embarrassing?
Because I was sitting by myself and I was fine as fuck. And I was just sitting there alone. And all them niggas that was trying to holler when I got there before he got there was trying to holler. And then I was like, oh, I'm good, whatever. And then he came and was there for like 10, 20 minutes and then left. And then when he left, he paid for the bill, whatever. And then when he left, another nigga came up and then shit. I mean, yeah,
did he pay for the bill?
Wait, so
another nigga came up and was like trying to talk and was sitting down drinking and shit next to me. He was your type. Later, but
he was your type.
I'm very friendly. I talk to people. Like, okay. I'm gonna talk to you all the way.
Can't have a friendly
girlfriend. And that's what's fucked up, because I'll talk to you. I'll be like, yeah, oh, that's what's up. And I will. Yeah. You will be like, yeah, I got this bitch. Yeah.
I look at pictures of your kids and everything.
Yeah, that's
so
what's
cute.
Up. And then they be like, yeah, so can I get your number? No. Mm-hmm. Niggas, niggas would rather just be like, bitch, don't need to carry on no fucking conversation with me, hoe. Just shut the fuck up.
See, that way.
But I talk, you know me, I'm like, I'm me.
Friendly ass nigga.
I talk to
women and they think I'm an ass for their number, and I just be like, have a great day.
That shit happened to you me. That shit like, happened to me on Tinder the other day.
You be on Tinder?
I got the Tinder Gold.
My boy, you be swiping right, ain't it?
Yeah, I got unlimited swipes.
Excuse me.
But this girl was like, this girl, we had swiped. First of all, I kind of gave up on Tinder because I put it on my bio, I give up. Let's network or whatever. So this girl was like, she was talking about some stupid shit. And she was like, yeah, I'll be cooking and shit. It's late. I don't know if I want to make tacos or not. I was like, oh, you gonna cook for me one day? She was like, are you here to network or date? I'm like, no. I don't know why. Don't get it confused. I'm not trying to date you. And then she unmatched me.
Unmatch, my boy.
Like, I'm like, damn, I gotta want to date you for you.
You gotta see the light through, my boy.
I gotta want to date you for me to get a plate.
I gotta cook for you, yeah.
I'm not making a plate for just anybody.
Thank you. I said that last time.
Well, say that then. Don't fucking get mad because I don't want to date you.
Since you were having common conversation.
What you mean? I don't got the energy or the time to tell you that, nigga. I could just unmatch you and then you get the point. What the fuck I'm telling you that for?
She unmatched me mid response back.
It don't matter. Like, either if I told you we're not a match or if I unmatch you, regardless, you're going to know.
Anyway, man, let's get into the Big Homie's Kitchen. Big A, you got this motherfucking music shit popping. What's going on, dog?
Yeah,
tell the people that's not familiar with you where you from and what you about.
Big A Prado from the South Side.
Gotta be specific. You talking about Jonesboro or you talking about?
I'm originally from College Park. I stay in Jonesboro now, though.
Okay.
It's crazy you said that.
Family side. Yeah, that's the family side of College Park. You listen.
Yeah, when you get a little bit.
Old National get crazy now.
Oh, no, for sure.
For Shosky.
But yeah, man, you know, just do music, songwriter, engineer. You know, VMA Award winner.
What? Whoa.
You can't just skate over that.
He definitely just went like.
Can't just skate over that. What you win a VMA for?
The song I wrote for J-Lo. It's with J-Lo, Cardi B, and DJ Khaled, De Niro.
Just gonna skip over that.
Yeah, and I won a BMI award as well.
I do like that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that. That
so
ain't a song.
So you're a songwriter.
Wrong song.
You're coming the wrong one.
You say you have music out?
Yeah, I do have music.
Okay, so where can they find your music?
You can find me on all streaming platforms. Big A Prado, Big Dash A Prado. I'm about to
follow you right now. You prefer more? You prefer writing music or producing?
Being an artist. Yeah, I love being an artist.
He made an appearance at the last Big Facts. What was the first Big Facts or the last one?
Yeah, yeah. And they asked a question then.
Yeah.
My opinion was
I can't wait for the next. I can't wait for the next Big Facts Live. We can't wait for it.
What's your Instagram again?
BIGA.
BIGA.
PRADO.
Prado, like Prada.
Yeah, but that's my real last name, though. I'm Panamanian, so Spanish is Prado.
Prado.
Okay. Hola.
Prado.
¿Cómo estás?
Okay.
Muy bien.
You gonna answer it.
Estoy muy cansada.
This Spanish 101 ass.
My boy Frank.
Oh, I already follow you.
I work with. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. And I don't follow you. No, I ain't seen you pop up on my goddamn tier.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all Hollywood folks don't be following folks.
Cut the camera. I know you probably. You
anyway, man, let's get into the favorite. The favorite. The fan favorite segment. JoJo.
Yes. It's not for the Yam Cam. It's that you love me so much. Bring that ass over here.
Oh, Lord.
Come here. What did you bring?
Not the Yam Cam.
The Yam Cam.
That thing was stinging right
that
there.
That thing be stinging.
And it's soft and it smell good.
Is that?
Thank you, girl.
Now, let's rank that Yam Cam appearance. Is that top top five?
Yeah.
Top five. We can't give you a specific right
the
now.
The thighs match, though. The thighs match.
For sure.
You be sitting on faces?
I do.
You be killing people.
Smothering.
And you should.
Yes.
How do you
meet your fucking maker with me?
It's episode 83, baby. It was 83 in the Big Homies house. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie, Big A Prado.
Sarsky.
Big homie. Danny.
Oh, shit.
The biggest.
Yes.
The thickest.
Yes.
What's
up,
baby?
What's up?
You got OnlyFans?
I don't think you
so. I'm trying to actually get rid of my OnlyFans, so.
You did me that.
I'm sliding out of that life.
I gotta see.
What give it to the end of the year.
No, like, there's like this 90-day period where you have to, like, keep your OnlyFans until it, like, deactivates or some shit like that. But yeah.
Oh, you're already activated?
I can't because of people's subscriptions. Like, the way that they subscribe is, like.
Oh.
I don't know.
Followed
you. Like,
how many subscribers you got?
Follow me. For sure.
Why you need to know how many subscribers?
It's not. It's none of my business. of course.
I know if you still watch.
The homies, JoJo and Kodak. It's up. Episode 83. It's very fucking lit. Somebody elbows Asher.
Strong, rough ass.
And we out. Let's go.